lives. Today, the church celebrating the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple after 40 days from his nativity, from his birth. For today, we completed 40 days from the celebration of the Christmas according to our Coptic time, according to our Coptic tradition. So the church today celebrate the presentation, the entrance of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple. We can find the story of the entrance of the Lord to the temple in the book of Luke, chapter number 2. We will read it slowly, carefully, and we want to speak in 4 points. The first point, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the firstborn. The second, he is the sacrifice. And third, he is the way. And finally, how can we apply the story of entrance of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple in our life from a practical point. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter number 2, and we will start from verse number 21. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And that what happened in the 8th day after the nativity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we celebrated in the feast of the circumcision of the Lord Jesus Christ. From verse number 22, that we are celebrating today. Now, when the days of her, Saint Mary, of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. The first point, that our Lord Jesus Christ is the firstborn. He is the new firstborn. He is the firstborn of the new creation. What is the story of the firstborn? Adam was the firstborn of the creation. God created Adam to be the firstborn. But Adam lost his blessing by the deceit of the serpent, and he fell from eternal life, as we say in the Holy Liturgy. So God chose Abraham to be his firstborn for the Old Testament. And through Abraham, he chose Israel to be his firstborn. I just want to read with you the Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. In the book of Exodus chapter 4, when God encouraged Moses to obey his mission and to go to Egypt and to save his people, Exodus 4 and verse number 22. Then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed I will kill your son, your firstborn. I will put on your ways, Pharaoh, 2 decisions, to choose either life or death. If you choose to obey me and not to persecute my first son Israel, you will receive life. But if you try to kill my firstborn, you will kill, but you will choose your firstborn. Israel is my firstborn. And it is nice to know in the book of Exodus, chapter number 13, the first commandment that the Lord gave to Moses and the people of Israel just after crossing the Red Sea, the first commandment in the book of Exodus, chapter number 13, he said, after Mary and Moses finished the first host, the first praise, the first thing that the Lord commanded Moses and the people of Israel to do, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever open the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine. It is mine. And in verse number 11, he said, and it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of Canaanites, into the land as he swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you, that you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the womb, that is, every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have, the males shall be the Lord's. But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. So it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is this? That you shall say to him, by strength of hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be as a sign on your hand and as frontless between your eyes, for by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Please read Genesis 27. The image will be completed now. Genesis 27. What is the meaning that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our firstborn? Today, Saint Mary, Saint Joseph, they offered the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple because he was their firstborn, and he was the firstborn of the new creation. What is the meaning of the firstborn? Let us read the story of Esau and Jacob. And I will tell you what the fathers of the church says about that story. They said that the Lord, it chose Israel to be the firstborn, his firstborn, because Esau refused to be his firstborn. And they made a relationship between Esau and Adam and Jacob and Jesus. And they said Esau represents Adam and Jacob represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And how Isaac gave his blessing to Jacob. And Jacob became the firstborn to Isaac instead of Esau. We will read the story. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, my son. And he answered him, here I am. Then he said, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Let us go to verse number 18. So Jacob went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul might bless me." The father of the church said that Jacob took the place of his brother Esau. That was a symbol of the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. He took our nature. He took our place. He said to his father, "I am your son Esau. I am your son Adam. I am in the place of Adam." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it?" That is a mystery. Incarnation is a mystery. How the Son of God became the son of man? How Jacob became Esau? "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feed you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." Yes, he carries the nature, the voice of Jacob, and he carries the flesh of Esau. He has two natures in one person. Yes, that is the voice of the Son of God. That is the divinity nature. And also, he had the flesh of Esau. So, the story of the firstborn represents that the Lord, it chose Adam, and then Abraham, and then Jacob to be an example to his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So today the Lord Jesus Christ came to the temple to present himself as the firstborn and the only begotten Son of God the Father. As he is the firstborn and the only begotten Son of God the Father, he is the firstborn of Saint Mary, and she had no brothers or sister to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the firstborn and he is the only one. He is our firstborn. He received the blessing of Isaac. He received the blessing of God the Father to us. Now we are the new people of Israel, the people of the new Israel. We are the people of the new Jacob. We are the people of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came today to present himself as the only begotten Son of God the Father. He came to the temple to present himself as a firstborn of the new creation. That is the first point. The second point, let us return to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 2. We said the first point, the Lord Jesus Christ presented himself today as the firstborn. The second point, he presented himself today as the sacrifice. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, we may note that. Every male, verse number 23, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. That was the command or the promise that the Lord gave to the people of Israel the first commandment that the Lord gave to the people of Israel just after crossing the Red Sea. Consecrate the firstborn. He is mine. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave us in the baptism to join him, to unite with him. So God the Father will see us as his firstborn in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will be counted in the eyes of God the Father as his firstborn, because we will open the womb of the church in the baptism. And we will be the firstborn of God the Father. We will share the Lord Jesus Christ as he shared our nature, and he gave us his glory, and he gave us to share him with a deep mystery in our salvation. He gave us to open the womb of the church. And when we were baptized, we opened the womb of the church. And God the Father counted us as his firstborn. So we became holy. And we now have the authority to enter to the temple. And the temple becomes our temple. And we become the temple of God. He is our firstborn. The second thing, he is our sacrifice. And offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. Now let us read Leviticus chapter number 12 to see what was the law of the Lord. Leviticus 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived and born a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. As in the day of her customary impurity, she shall be unclean. And on the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall then continue in the blood of her purification 33 days. She shall not touch any hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purification are fulfilled. But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her customary impurity. And she shall continue in the blood of her purification 66 days. When the days of her purification are fulfilled, whether for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest a lamb of the first year as a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then he shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be clean from the flow of her blood. This is the law for her who has born a male or a female. And if she is not able to bring a lamb, if she is poor, then she may bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one as a burnt offering and the other as a sin offer. So the priest shall make atonement for her, and she will be clean. Now we return back to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. To offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now we are in front of the new Jonah. Saint Mary, the pure dove, carrying in one hand a dove and in the other hand carrying the Lord Jesus Christ to offer him. Lord Jesus Christ is the olive branch. Saint Mary coming to the temple as a dove, as a pure dove, carrying the King of Peace to offer him. The dove came to Noah to reveal that the flood is ended. And today the Lord came to his temple as a sacrifice to establish the new covenant, to offer himself as a sacrifice. He accepted the wound of the circumcision in the eighth day, and today he offered himself to the temple. As you know, there is not allowed to the Jews to offer any sacrifice except in the temple. Today the Lord came to the temple for the first time to reveal that he is the sacrifice. And Saint Mary offered him as a sacrifice. And on one hand, she carried the dove, and the other hand, she carried the Lord Jesus Christ. Simon, the priest, accepted the Lord to his hands as an acceptable sacrifice. Third, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. We said the first point, today the Lord Jesus Christ presented himself as the firstborn. Today he presented himself as the acceptable sacrifice. And today he presented himself as the way. As you know, the target of the people of Israel after crossing the Red Sea to reach Jerusalem. And our aim to reach heavenly Jerusalem. The Lord commanded the people of Israel just after crossing the Red Sea to sanctify the firstborn. And the Lord Jesus Christ today opened for us the way to reach not only Jerusalem, but the Holy of Holies, the temple. He opened for us the way to reach the temple. He is the way. There is no way to reach heavenly Jerusalem except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He came today to the temple to reveal that he is the way. The same today, the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself. He is the only begotten Son of God the Father. When Simon the elder carried the Lord Jesus Christ in his hand that represents Abraham, offering his beloved son Isaac as an acceptable sacrifice. And the old man Simeon the priest represents God the Father, who accepted his only begotten son after 40 days of his resurrection to sit in his right hand. Today we are practicing the ascension of the Holy of our Lord Jesus Christ, not to Jerusalem, but to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the temple of God. That is an example for the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ after 40 days. Today we are in the 40 days after his birth, and within 40 days after his resurrection, he entered to the temple of God. That was an example that the Lord Jesus Christ will ascend to heaven, and he will sit at the right hand of his Father, and that's only through his sacrifice. He is the way to the kingdom of God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. And finally, how can we apply this practically in our life? Every day that Lord granted us to enter to his temple, to enter to his church, that's a gift. Every day, the Lord gave us the chance to enter to his temple and to be his firstborn and to reach through the temple of the Lord, we can reach the heavenly temple. It is very nice in the Coptic language, to know that heaven in the Coptic language called Eight Fe. And the temple, the altar, called in the Coptic language, Erfe, that is the place which you can taste to the heaven. Every day we are invited in the liturgy to enter to the temple of God. But what the Holy Gospel said about Simon, that we want every one of us to practice. So Simon came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, we must come to the church by the Spirit. And every time you come to the church by the Spirit, you will receive the Lord Jesus Christ himself, not in your hands, but you will receive his body and his blood in your inner man. And you will be the new Simon. And you will receive and carry the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will bless the Lord after receiving the Holy Communion and say, Lord, now you can let your servant depart in peace, because I am now living and practicing the eternity. So to summarize what we said today we are celebrating the representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple. Today he revealed himself as the firstborn of the new creation. He presented himself as the acceptable sacrifice, as the way to the temple of God and to the heavenly Jerusalem. And how can we apply when we practice coming to the church by the Spirit, guided by the Holy Spirit of God? We will carry the Lord not only in our hands but in our lives, and we will have the Lord Jesus Christ to live inside our hearts. And glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.